We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuvav Amar Beis, and we're beginning the Mishnah, Kuvav Amar Aleph on the bottom. We're going to start learning now about Seida, capturing on Shabbos. One of the Avos Melachos is capturing an animal on Shabbos is one of the Avos Melachos. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Hatzod Tzipor L'Migdol. If you capture a tzipor, you chase it into a little chest, little tower, which means like a piece of furniture, Vitzvila bayis, or a deer into a house, is chayiv. It has to be a pretty small place. For a bird, it has to be a migdal, but a house would not be enough to be called captured. And a tzvi, a deer, into a house is chayiv. Rashi speaks out, the reason why if you bring a bird into a house, it's not called tzipor, it's not called tzeda, why not? Because it would go out through the windows. It's not completely captured. The Chacham say, tzipor l'migdal. You're right, tzipor has to be into a small enough place like a migdal where it can't run away. Vitzvi, but tzvi doesn't have to be into a house. If it's you chase it into a garden with a fence around it, or a chotzer with a fence around it, or a bibrim, it's a big pen, then it's chayiv also. And that Rav Yehuda holds, no, it has to be a smaller place like a bayis. Shimon Gamliel Eimer, lo yikol habibarim shavim. Not all pens are created equal. Zeh klal, what's called a biber that yichayiv tzeida, zeh klal mechusat tzeida potter. If it's mechusat tzeida, that means it's hard to catch it there. We'll see what that means exactly. Then you potter. It's not chayiv. She'ena mechusat tzeida, but if it's easy to capture it once it's in this pen, then it's a small enough pen to be chayiv, and you be chayiv tzeida. Talk to Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We went to the Mishnah and Beya. The halacha is that tzeida is usher to do on Yom Tov. Even though oichel nefesh is mutter, you're allowed to shech the animal on Shabbos, and you're allowed to make challah on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to capture on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Even though you're allowed to shech the animal on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to make challah on Yom Tov, because oichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to capture on Yom Tov. So Rashi learns the reason why you're not allowed to capture on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to tzeida on Yom Tov, is because you could have done it me'erev Yom Tov. Anything you can do me'erev Yom Tov, you can't do on Yom Tov. Tosfos in Beya argues on that, because Tosfos says that there's no such halacha that efshem me'erev Yom Tov, only by machshir oichel nefesh maybe, but not Gavi oichel nefesh mamish, it could be you can't say that. And therefore he says a little different, that in Yishalmi it says that the only mutter, the malachas that are mutter, only malosh ve'elech, only certain malachas, not all malachas are mutter on Yom Tov, certain type of malachas that are made liyam and rabim, they're made like to capture for a long time, those type of malachas are not mutter on Yom Tov. Either way, seida is not mutter on Yom Tov. So you learn from the Mishnah, Tanhas, the Mishnah and Beya, the Gavi Yom Tov, ein tzadim dogim nabibrim v'yom tov. If you have a fish pond, a little fish pond, you're not allowed to catch a fish from the fish pond. You know, you want it for Yom Tov, you want to make yourself some fish, some salmon. You can't take it out of the bibrim, capture out of bibrim on Yom Tov, because it's not considered captured in his bibrim. But ain't no yourself name mezonos. You also can't feed it mezonos. Why can't you feed it mezonos? So Rashi learns over here, the reason is, since it's muksa, because you're not allowed to capture it, therefore you're not allowed to be tereach for muksa. Rashi and Bey, on the other hand, is a little different shot. He says the only time you're allowed to give mezonos to an animal on Yom Tov or Shabbos is only if it's mezonos secha aleha. If you have the responsibility to give it mezonos. But fish, they make their own mezonos. They take care of themselves, and therefore you're not responsible for their mezonos. Therefore, you're not allowed to tereach for their mezonos. So it says in the Mishnah and Bey that you're not allowed to capture the fish from the bibrim on Yom Tov, and therefore it's, you can't give mezonos either. But a chayiv ha'oif that are in the pen, they are considered captured, and you could then take them and shech them, the bird and the chayiv, and you give them mezonos also because they're not muksa. If you rash over here, they're not muksa. They're captured already. That says the Mishnah in Beya. Read the Marakasha from a braisa regarding Yom Tov Raminu, Yibaram shal chayiv, v'shal oif v'shal dogim, the pens of chayiv, oifes, and fish, ein tzodim mehem b'yom tov. You can't capture from Yom Tov. Why? Because it's not considered captured. You can't give it mezonos. So what do you see from here? That biberim shel chayiv shel eifos are not considered captured. Mashaken, the Mishnah in Beis sounds like it is considered captured. So it's a stira, chayis and eifos, and chayis for eifos. Kasha chaya chaya, kasha eifos eifos. So one place says that the chaya is captured in the biber, and the eifos captured in the biber, and the other one says it's not captured yet. So Gemara says, Bishlam chaya chaya, I can tell you a teres. Loi kasha, horab yudu harabonim. In our Mishnah, we have a machlekes Yehuda Rabbanon. Yehuda says, if you capture a deer into a biber, you're not chayiv. It's not called captured. But the Rabbanon said, you are chayiv. So we can say that the two, one Mishnah and Beya and the Braisa and Beya, the Mishnah that says that it's called capture is going according to Rabbanim. The other Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Machayach Ale Kasha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanim. Ela Oifes Oifes Kasha Lekuli Alma. In our Mishnah, Oif, the only time it's called capture, if it gets into a Migdal, into like a piece of furniture, looks like a tower. But if it goes into a pen, Lekuli Alma is not called. It's not called capturing. So what's Pshat? Vechitem, you'll tell me, Oifes Alma Le Kasha. How a Bibra Kura? Our Mishnah is talking about a Bibra that doesn't have a roof. There, an oif is not captured. But a bibra with a roof, then it's called captured. And that's the case of the two Mishnah, the two things in Be'ah. The Mishnah in Be'ah, it says that it's already captured somewhere it has a roof. And the Mishnah, the Braisa says it's not captured somewhere it doesn't have a roof. So tomorrow, it's not true. But even Ba'is Makura doesn't help. But a Ba'is the Makura, a Ba'is that has a roof, or Bain the Rehudah Rabbanon, Tipul Amigdal, in the Ba'is law, it doesn't help. So what if the bibra has a roof? It's not worse than a house, and a house is not enough capture. Bain the Rehudah Rabbanon. Our Mishnah that says you need to put it into a Migdal, and the Braisa that says that in the Bibra it's not captured yet, someone tzipur dror askinon. Someone, a wild bird that likes, is very independent and runs away. Ain't a kabelas maros, not makal maros. The Tana Rav Yerushma, Lomana Kishma tzipur dror. Why is a tzipur like a bird you call it tzipur dror? He's a dror of a bias kasada. By him, the house and field are the same thing. He's comfortable everywhere. He runs away everywhere. But Masha Inkain, a different type of bird, like an owl or something, to there, it's in a bayis, so it'll be enough capture. So we're answering like this, that oif and oif is not kasha. The one place says oif is captured, a bibra is talking about not a tzipra drawer. The one that says not captured is talking about a tzipra drawer, where it runs around, so in the house, it's not considered captured yet. So the Gemara, hashtu dos lahachi, now that we say this teretz, chaya chayinam le kasha. You can also answer a similar teretz, on the steer and chai. You don't have to say Harab Yehuda Rabbanon. You could say it's a kuliyama the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon say a biber is really captured. But not all biber are created equal. Hab biber gadol, hab biber katon. Heichidam biber gadol. What's called a big biber where it's not captured? Heichidam biber katon, what's called a small biber? Ravashi. So we're going to say three simonim to know what's a small biber. Anytime you can run after it and get it on one fell swoop, that's called small enough. And so machlokes is what this means exactly. Some Rishonim say it means that in one jump you can reach it. That's the Rashi's mashma over here. Merutzah shu shoychel lechus, but you bend down to grab it. The Mishavura brings down, I think it's a Ben Chanana also, that it means that you don't have to rest. You could chase it after without resting, you'll capture it without resting a second. So then that's called small enough that it's called capture already. That means called the hech the rabba. So you run after matla b'chad shichir b'vikaton v'idr b'vigadol. If you can't reach it, then it's b'vigadol. Another simon. Now we call hech the nafal tula l'ksama adadi. If the walls are close enough that the two shades of the shade of each wall hit each other, and Tosfos speaks out, it must be that they had a certain hoylem shir ksam shava idem shuv. They knew the shir because it depends how high the walls are. So what's the raya? You know, it doesn't do with how big it is. They knew it was a certain size, you know, 20-foot walls. If they're close enough to both the shade touches each other, reaches each other, that's called small enough a birikaton. Binami, kol heichad leka uksi birikaton idach birigadol. If it doesn't have little corners where it can run away, then it's a birikaton. If not, it's a birigadol. So if you want it to be a birikaton that's captured, it has to have three tenayim. First of all, you have to reach it in one running. Number two, the shade of the walls have to reach each other. And number three, it can't have little corners where they can run away to. And because then it's not captured. Like you'll try to chase after them. They'll run themselves into a little corner. You won't be able to another one at the next corner. You won't be able to reach them. So tomorrow, it said Rav Shimon Gamliel. It said, Tanakama said, Tachamim said, Bibarim Achayiv. For Tzvi, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, no, lo yikal Bibarim Shavim. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shmuel, Lachak Rav Shimon Gamliel. Pasuk Rav Shimon Gamliel, that only if it's not Mechus HaTzeda. If it's Mechus HaTzeda, then you are potter. Which really, the Gemara really explained what's called a biber katan, biber gadol, which Rav Shimon Gamliel is really saying, dafka biber katan is called captured, a biber gadol is not. So he said, Allah Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm going to buy Allah b'chala pligi, does Rabbana argue on it? We just finished saying, they don't really argue on it. I'm like, my life, what's the difference? I'm saying, we pass Rav Shimon Gamliel, if the Chum hold like that, even better. My Talmud, no, we're passing like that, what's the problem? I'm saying we're passing like that. So who cares what their Rabbana hold? If their Rabbana hold like that, it's even better. I'm a lazy, he said, no, I want to know. Gemara's Maris Dehei. You know, when I learn Gemara, is it a song? No, I have to know Pshat. You know, I'm not just singing a song. I'm saying a Gemara. I have to know the answer. But he didn't answer him in mind. So that's what he's saying. I want to know. I really want to know Pshat. So Rav Kahn, Maisel, that's what comes down. That's what we paskin, that a biber, a katan, if it's a small biber, then it's called capture. If it's a biber gadol, it's not called capture. So to Gemara Vayta. Tana Rabbanan. Hatzot tzvi suma v'yoshan. You have a deer that's blind, or he's sleeping, and you capture it, you chayv. Chigar, if it limps, v'zokim, it's an old geezer, v'cholef, it's a sick deer, then you potter. Because then it's like capture it. I'm like Rabbi Yosef, maishna hani, maishna hani. What's the difference? Suma and yoshan also, you know, is not, can't get away so easily. So what's the difference between the two? So the Gemara, hani yavid l'rebuye. A suma, a tzvi that's blind, a deer that's blind, or a deer that's sleeping, the minute you try to grab it, it'll run away. It has full strength, it has no problem running away, even if it's blind or sleeping, but you try to touch it, run away. Hani levi de rebuye. These, the old one, the one with limps, and the sick one, they won't run away, so therefore it's not chayiv, because like it's captured already. For the Gemara about Tanya, we have a bright says choyla is chayiv, so stira choyla choyla. On Rav Sheish, it depends what type of choyla. If it's a choyla because of a fever, so then the halacha will be that it is. It's called capturing because it has a full strength. It'll run away if you capture it. So that's called capturing. But if it's a choyla machmas being exhausted, so then it's like it's captured. Ready. It can't move. So that type of choyla, you are potter for capturing. Someone captures grasshoppers, gizin, a different type of grasshopper. Rasha, it's a kosher grasshopper. Tzirin, wasps, the atushim, and bugs. B'Shabbos, yechayiv, divramer. Maybe I hold yechayiv for all these things. B'chomer, no, depends. Kosher, v'nitzad, if it's something that's normal to capture, yechayiv. Kosher, anyway, it's a potter. But if it's not something that's normal to capture, it's potter. Potter of asa. It means bugs. According to Chaman, that's what we paskin, bugs and bees, these things that you don't usually capture, those things are potter. Bees is a shiloh, because maybe you capture it for the honey, but if it's not a honeybee, and if it's bugs and flies, that if you capture it, it's aser, but it's not chay. It's potter aval aser. Tanya itach had another brayso we learned had sod chagavim. We passed him, which we're already passing by the bugs is potter aval aser, and the Ramah actually says there that therefore you shouldn't close a box if there's a bug in there because it's aser drabanan. But if there's a tiny little hole, then it's not called capturing. So that means if you have, let's say, a screen with a little hole, and you want to close the window and it'll get captured in the screen. If it has a hole anywhere, even though it doesn't see the hole, it's not called captured, at least by these Darabanan digger things. That's what Ramah says, because it has a place to get out. Once it has a place to go out, it's not a psik resha, and it's inim echavim by Darabanan, it's a mutter. Zog to Gemara weiter, tanya idach, unutra abreisa. Had sod chagovim v'shas atal. If you capture grasshoppers, which is chayiv, grasshoppers are chayiv fitzeda. Like we said, it's something people eat. But b'shas atal potter. If it's in the time of the dew, it's potter. Why? Grashes, they get blind, so they're like nitzud va'oimid. They're like capture ready. B'shas asharev, when it's dry outside, then yichayev. Lezem avayim im ha'yim akalchus avayis. If it's a whole swarm of them, then you're potter because it's very easy to get them. Now, what is he arguing on? Vayil v'al yosef and havei a reisha. Because he's going on the reisha that we said that's mutter b'shas atal, not mutter. It's potter b'shas atal. So maybe only if it's a swarm. He's saying even when it's dry, if it's a swarm, it's mutter. Which way is it going? Is he saying a kula or a chumra? Tashema, hatzod chagav m'shas atal potter. If you tzod grasshoppers by a tal because they're blind, you're potter because they need tzva oimed. B'shas asharif, when it's dry, chayiv, because they're not need tzva oimed. Elazim avoyim afilu b'shas asharif. Even when it's dry, when you makalchus a boy, it became as a big swarm, you're potter because it's very easy to capture them, and therefore, in that case, you are potter. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hat tzvi shenichnas labayis. A deer ran into a house, v'nol ech b'fanav, and the guy closes the door. Chayiv, it's chayiv. That's called seida. Even though you didn't bring it to the house, but now you close the door, you locked it in, you're chayiv. No'alo shnayim, two people close the door together, p'turim, you're potter. Why? Because shnayim sh'asu, he says potter. It's potter v'asa, what's potter? Lo yuchel echa linol, v'no'aloi. Let's say it was a heavy door and one person could not get it closed. V'no'alo shnayim, they both closed together. Then chayavim, because zeh ve'ein yochel, the lach is that they are chayiv. Because that's a normal way to close the door. Rav Shimon holds, even here it's potter, we learned before, in Perek HaMatzniyah, that Rav Shimon holds, even by zeh ein yochel, still, he learns that from the psukim that shnayim sh'asu is potter. Or Rav Yerbe Abba Mashmuel, hatzod ari v'shabbos, if someone captures a lion on Shabbos, You're not chayiv until you put it into a cage. Because until it goes into a cage, it's not really watched, and therefore, it's not it's not really watch the golden cage. It's not called capture until you put it into a cage. So when it comes to a lion, you're not confident it's captured until it's in a cage. Before it's in a cage, it will not be called capture.